Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It's Friday, August 26, 2016. I want to talk today about Markdown and Facebook silos and what is basically a very sort of dire situation for the web, and one that I think most users now have an inkling is there, but aren't quite sure what the parameters of the problem are. And since I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this because I'm actively developing software for blogging on the open web, that I'm very aware of exactly what the problem is and how easily it could be solved. And I've also asked Facebook repeatedly, both in public and privately, to do this. And we always end up at the same place. That they are basically revenue driven and aren't going to do any development that doesn't generate revenue. And which I could argue the merits of it, because I think that it's kind of short-sighted in that it might be incredible for their revenue if all of a sudden Facebook was a really good blogging surface. It's not something, it's sort of like the short-term focus that companies have on stock price. They don't make investments for the future because they feel they can't. This is a case when they could easily do it because they actually have the technology in-house that they need to do this. They just have to, and they use it themselves. They just have to give it to users. Now, so here's the deal. What they ought to do, well, first of all, the features that I feel are minimally required to give to create this sort of opening that allows Facebook to be an equal participant in the web. What we need is linking, simple styles, just bold, italic. Just bold and italic probably would be enough. Titles, because blog posts very often have titles, and the ability to add a podcast, so an MP3 enclosure. They already have video enclosures, and so that's not controversial. But as far as I know, they don't play audio in Facebook, and in order to be able to host podcasts, you need to be able to do that. And if they did that, here's what would happen. Every blogging tool could have a publish to Facebook option, and it would simply be a checkbox in the preference and a OAuth style dance with Facebook, which pretty much, well, it's very easy if you don't know how to do it from a programming standpoint. But I think most web developers at this point, that's not something they know how to do it. They have it in their toolkit. And so that when you write a post, say in WordPress, for example, when you decide to publish it, which would be the moment that it's added to your RSS feed, then it would also be posted to Facebook, and it would have link the basic vocabulary of the web. And you would be able to link from your Facebook posts to your other stories and to Wikipedia pages. And, well, I don't have to explain what linking is for, because it's the basic, most basic innovation of the web. And without Facebook supporting linking, it's basically dying. Linking is why bother putting something on a page that is pointed to over the web if you can't get to it from Facebook? Now, I know you can get to it from Facebook, but it's like one link per post. Okay, well, sorry. I generally, even a very lightly linked piece by me has a lot more than one link. And a link isn't that big a deal. I don't want the whole story to be taken over by it's not an answer. It's also not an answer to say that they have the feature in their instant articles, which they do. That's why I was so gung-ho about instant articles when I first heard about it, and I went all the way with it before I realized it doesn't publish to the web interface for Facebook. So they say, well, not that many people use the web these days, so get with the program. Well, the web users use the web. This is all about the web. I'm not asking about like a mobile, although for crying out loud, well, I can put the links in on mobile, ironically, but I can't put them in on the web, which is like, if you know, a historian looks at this and say, what happened to the web? Well, it disappeared because there was a basic misunderstanding between bloggers and Facebook. Well, that would be really classically human for that to happen. But it doesn't have to be that way. And we shouldn't, if we care about the web, sit by and say nothing about this. And so far, that's largely what's been happening. And I think that it's because people are confused and they don't know what's possible. Also, by the way, a feature of this interface would be that the version of the story on Facebook and the one on your blog would be kept in sync, because Facebook already has that ability. It's unique and it's fantastic. And, you know, I have to say, I post my stuff from my blogging tool to Facebook. It's exactly as I described before, except on the way out, I have to strip out the HTML. The title doesn't go across. If it's a podcast, the MP3 doesn't go across. So what you end up with is a lot of English that sometimes is kind of puzzling, because it says, for example, here's a link to a blah, blah, blah. Well, now, the word link in the real version of the post is, you know, it's a link. When it's over in Facebook, it's just the word link. And I wonder if people, when they read this, because they do, here's the crazy thing about it, why we want this, is because they do read it in Facebook. It's crazy, but they do, you know? And it's the place where people go to read stuff, you know? So why can't I get my blog posts over there in full fidelity? You know, blogging is pretty incredible, but, you know, if you cut off all of our access to the readers, which Facebook has done by being so popular and so good, okay, that we now have to go through Facebook to get to our readers. But if you make us remove all that's good about what we write on the way, yeah, guess what? They're going to think our stuff sucks, because, you know, basically it does. Because it's web writing, it has links in it. And because it's writing, it has a little style in it, you know. And because it's blog posts, very often they have titles, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, all of this, except for the podcast part of it, could be accomplished by simply supporting Markdown. And Markdown is a very simple, standardized technology for specifying exactly what I described, basic style things for web writing, including links. Doesn't do anything for titles, doesn't do anything for MP3 enclosures. But it does the linking, and that's the most important thing. And as I understand it, they already have this working inside Facebook, and they use it themselves. So I don't think we're looking at a huge development hurdle. There might be some costs associated with it, but that doesn't bother me, because Facebook has benefited enormously from the web. You might argue, and actually with a lot of credibility, that Facebook couldn't exist if it weren't for the web. Because Zuckerberg, sitting in his dorm room at Harvard, wouldn't have had a way to create software that anybody could use over the network. Show me another way to do it. But the web is the way. And believe me, when the web first came out, it was the tech industry was a lot like Facebook is now. Oh, you know, show me the numbers where I can make some money, and I'll, you know, maybe we'll get to it, you know. They weren't really listening. And the web came up, and it's an explosion. All of a sudden, everybody can put up network applications. And great shit happened. And, you know, even greater shit is going to happen now when we open these doors. I know it, because you know, there are so many more programmers today than there were then. And if you think all that we want are jobs working for Facebook or something else like that, you don't understand programmers. And if by chance Zuckerberg should happen to listen to this, you know that for sure, because you have that inside of you, and that's how Facebook got created in the first place. Because there was nobody you had to talk to convince to let you do what you wanted to do. If it had been required, you wouldn't have ever been able to do it. And so all I'm asking for, even pleading for, I'm pleading for two things. Number one is I want Facebook to add this feature, okay, and get the fuck out of the way so that we can, you know, once you put it in, we'll stop bothering you because you're not in the way anymore. We'll just rebuild our blogosphere, and if it doesn't work, okay, it's going to work, and you're going to get all this great stuff flowing through Facebook. Believe me, it's going to blow you away, okay? The second thing I'm asking for is for other people who love the web, who have created great stuff for the web, who have credibility with users, who when they say there is a very simple technical solution to this, users will tend to believe them, or at least listen to them, is that we have to show users what to ask for. Because once enough users ask for it, it's going to push it over the top and Facebook's going to do it. Because that's how developers work, and Facebook is filled with developers. So if it's something that a lot of users are asking for, it's going to get pushed up. And if it pushes up high enough, eventually, it's going to get done. Otherwise, it's just simply never going to happen. And we're going to watch the web die a slow death at the hands of what is a juggernaut. You know, and Facebook is that. And it's a very good piece of software. It deserves to be a juggernaut. But it shouldn't cut off everything else. You know, it's like the analogy that I've made before many times, it's like Central Park. Facebook isn't Central Park. It's not open to everybody to develop for it. Meaning that if you want to have a party in Central Park on Sunday or a week from Sunday, tell your friends where you want them to meet and have your party. You're allowed to do that. That's what the park is there for. You see all kinds of stuff happening there like that. And you don't have to live around Central Park to do that. And that's analogous to working at Facebook or Apple or Google or Uber or Amazon or Salesforce or any number of other huge companies. That's like having an apartment on Central Park West or Fifth Avenue. You know, $100 million apartment. I mean, you know, there are a few of those. That's what working at those companies is like. And there aren't many people who can do that because, well, you know, even though the companies are huge, there still are far more people who can create that are outside of those companies than are inside. And so by opening up a park in the middle, well, it didn't happen that way, by the way. They didn't open the park in the middle of the richest part of the city, okay? It happened the other way around. The richest part of the city happened around the open park. And you know what? That's what's going to happen here. So, you know, Facebook is being very short-sighted. I know this. I've been in software for a long time, a lot longer than probably anybody at Facebook has. And, you know, they tend to get pretty arrogant about that. Well, you know, what you know is no longer important. What we know is what's important. Well, that's nonsense. Here's something that I know that they don't know, is how great the blogosphere is and what kind of magic happens when you give us a chance. So, call to action number one. You work at Facebook, send a message to Mark Zuckerberg and say, Mark, come on, get off your ass and let this happen. Just say okay. Make it a priority for your company. You can still go do your AI stuff or whatever. Just let the bloggers have a nice blogging surface inside of Facebook. Not a big deal. And if you are a guy or gal, sorry, that didn't come out good. If you are a person who loves technology, write a blog post, send along a pointer to this podcast and talk up the idea of very simple markdown inside of Facebook. Just linking style, titles, and podcasts. And we all can take it from there. Believe me, the blogging tools vendors will support this immediately. You know? And by the way, if you're a blogging tool vendor, please, can we please have your support for this? So, all right, that's all I have to say for today. Thanks very much for listening. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.